The Soest Garden was established in 1998 through the donation of Orrin and Althea Soest. They wanted the Center for Urban Horticulture to have more display gardens to offer people an outdoor space they could enjoy, but also get ideas for their own gardens. Local landscape designer Michaela Groblocker was selected in a design contest to plan the Soest Garden. Her design blended the existing elements of the space with new features. Marty Wingate is a master gardener and Seattle-based writer and speaker on gardening and travel. She will walk you through the Soest Garden beginning in early spring.
You wouldn't believe how many bulbs are planted there. Crocus and daffodils and all sorts of tulips. So there's this big burst of color, but still you've got the structure of the trees that have no leaves. And then as spring goes on, the hostas come up and all the shade areas, great big hosta leaves. In fact, someone has said to me, look how big those hostas are. They're enormous. Early flowers are beautiful, and then the ornamental grasses come out too. And so all the way through the summer, there are beautiful daisy-like flowers. There's a Rudbeckia that has really golden yellow petals, and they bloom really well until late summer and fall, and then the asters come out. The fall asters are gorgeous, pinks and blues, and they have a really stiff, upright look to them, and they look great next to these flowing grasses. So that takes you all the way through fall. Even as fall ends and we go into winter, the grasses, even the herbaceous grasses that get cut down, they're left during the winter because they add that texture and look, and again, some habitat for birds who can hide in there, and they're not cut down until late winter. This is another good lesson for gardeners to see how a landscape can provide loads of flowers and color, and you have lots of room for plants. And at the same time, you're drawn into the broader landscape because even when you're standing among the trees, you only have to turn to the south to look across the sloping lawn. But then beyond that, you might catch a glimpse of Lake Washington and the skyline. And it's just a beautiful area. And it shows us how we can be in our small city gardens or suburban gardens, and we can find ways to draw in that broader landscape.